Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm Chen Xuan. Shanghai reported 88 confirmed COVID-19 cases and 770 asymptomatic carriers yesterday. All but three of the carriers were found in isolated and controlled areas. The remaining three were reported in Xujing Town of Qingpu District. Zhang Hong has more.
The three asymptomatic carriers are from the same family. They are fully vaccinated and haven't left Xujing in Qingpu District in the past 14 days. They tested positive in a regular PCR screening at their residential compound. By 8 a.m. today, 18 close contacts and 20 secondary contacts have been found and have been placed in quarantine.
杨向西区
of Zian Village in Xujing Town is a residential compound with 53 houses built by the farmers themselves. It is home to 898 residents from 537 households. Following pandemic control protocols, we have locked down the compound and residents are required to stay at home. We will do everything we can to meet their daily needs.
The residential compound is now listed as a medium risk area. Shanghai health authorities explained that if positive cases are reported in a precautionary area, certain places in this area will be listed as medium or high risk, depending on the number of infections, the distribution of the infections, and risk of cross-infection. Also at today's press conference, the Shanghai Commerce Commission spoke on pandemic control work in farmers' market as they have gradually reopened.
Anyone who wants to enter a wholesale market must wear a mask and have a valid negative 48-hour PCR test report and a green health QR code. They must have their temperature taken and do an antigen test at the site before entering the market. Vehicles entering the market need to register in advance. The driver and passengers should not leave the vehicle if possible. The market must ask for the invoice and food safety certificate for any goods entering the market.
The government is encouraging retailers in wet markets to allow people to place orders online to be delivered or picked up by customers. Any wet market that allows people in to buy their vegetables in person should limit the number of customers allowed in at one time and register people's information before they're granted access. Zhang Hong, Shanghai Live.
An online signing ceremony was hosted by the Lingang Special Area today. As Shanghai accelerates its attempt to attract more businesses and investments, 37 contracts were signed during the ceremony, representing a total of over 27 billion yuan in investment and 5.8 billion yuan in registered capital. Lei Shuran has more.
The signed projects involved not only cutting-edge technology fields such as integrated circuits, biomedicine, and artificial intelligence, but also service trade fields such as shipping logistics and cross-border finance. A number of foreign-funded projects were among the list.
The signing is an important step in a great partnership between IHG and Shanghai Harbor City Group. The Lingang Special Area enjoys unique geographical advantages that make it a key platform for promoting China's dual circulation strategy. It is therefore no surprise that IHG sees bright prospects for Lingang.
Lingang Special Area has been making efforts to assist companies to get up and running again by helping them solve problems such as bottlenecks in logistics, employment, and funding.
This year is a decisive year for Lingang. Despite the resurgence, our determination to advance our work has not changed. And these projects, whether domestic or foreign, show that companies have not lost their confidence or determination to invest in Lingang either.
As of today, all 315 large-size enterprises in Lingang have resumed operations. In Yangshan Special Comprehensive Bonded Zone's logistics park, 87% of the logistics firms have reopened. Despite most of the park being shut down throughout the month of April, total import and export volume for the port in the first 4 months of this year saw a 36% increase compared to the same period last year. Lei Shuran, Shanghai Live.
All 16 districts in Shanghai have achieved zero community transmission, which means more companies and construction projects are being added to the white list and resume operations. However, some companies can either receive raw materials or ship their goods. Zhang Hong tells us more.
This toy factory was added to a district-level white list in mid-April, and more than 100 employees returned to work. But the factory soon ran out of parts and could only hire trucks if the driver had a pass.
In the past 2 months, we received orders for about 10 million units, but have only produced 2 to 3 million. We can only tell our partners to postpone delivery or compensate customers. We spent 15,000 yuan hiring vehicles to secure supplies, normally it's between 600 and 700 yuan. So, we applied for delivery passes from local government.
The company was approved for 2 passes earlier this month. Its drivers are now able to transport raw materials between Pinghu in Zhejiang province and Shanghai every day. Many companies face similar problems. This company in Minhang District produces components for medical facilities. While trying its best to resume production, its raw materials were stuck in Fengxian District.
The cost of transporting our goods from Fengxian to Minhang is about the same as it is from other cities to Shanghai.
And this company in Fengxian doesn't have a delivery pass for its goods. It had to hire independent drivers. While paying well above normal market rates, it was still difficult to hire people due to demand.
Previously, it cost about 2,000 yuan to transport our goods to Jiangsu. Then, we had to pay between 6,000 and 10,000 yuan. Even then, there were still not enough vehicles.
Officials are working to help companies apply for delivery passes.
I answer hundreds of calls per day, and most of them are about delivery passes. I report this to the district's economy commission every day so that they can solve these problems as soon as possible.
Some companies are not familiar with the application procedure, and that may mean delays. Our town established a special team to help companies with the application.
Companies have had production disrupted dating back to March due to lockdowns. But with more being given the green light to reopen, supply chains have been stretched thin. In many cases, they're dependent on government departments for help easing their logistic woes. Zhang Hong, Shanghai Life.